At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Crap that you prep so hard for, Will.
All right, well, let's do some sports talk. We got Bet Online. They track Twitter data for over a month, and based on geotags, hashtags, and direct keyword associations related to fans' disdain for certain NFL players.
Ooh.
So it's by the country of the United States of this here country we call America.
Yeah.
36 states had one player in particular. I'm going to start from the bottom.
Mm.
Jameis Winston is the most hated player
what?
In one state. Can you guess?
Oh, Florida.
Yeah.
Florida, yes. Easily.
Yep.
Is he really? That's
Jameis
Winston.
That's
a bit harsh. Yeah.
There's also another one-stater of the state of Texas.
Oh.
And that's Deshaun Watson. He's the most hated player in Texas.
I don't know why.
Well, he got accused of raping.
It's accusations, but shouldn't he get his day in court?
Sure, sure. But that's not how Twitter works. I mean, Twitter's a free-for-all kangaroo court. But also, I'm sure Texans fans are furious with him and probably the organization because they, he was doing really well for the Texans, last year, or was it the year before? And they gave him this big contract and everything?
Well, the fans should probably be equally as upset with the ownership too, though, right? Because, it's kind of, they got to kind of do their part too and try to make things right with him. As far as the sexual allegations, we've talked about this months ago when it came out, but it is eerily coincidental how that all went down. So the guy demands a trade because he's upset because they traded away his best wide receiver. They really, really weren't doing things in the best interest of the team. They made this horrible coach the GM. He screwed the whole team up. So Deshaun Watson's like, look, this organization's out of whack. I want to be traded. Whether that makes him a prima donna or not, it's just the way the NFL works now. Being under contract doesn't always mean you have to play for that team. You could demand a trade, and it happens. It also happens in the NBA and everything else. It's just the way things are. So right after he demands to be traded, all of a sudden, these allegations start firing up. Now, the lawyer representing these women that apparently he invited over to his house from Instagram DMs, they went to his house and to give him massages, but he sexually harassed them. Kind of seems like an arrangement to me. But the lawyer that's representing these 24 cases or whatever is the next door neighbor of the owner of the team. Mm. Huh. You know what I mean?
So are you making a claim here that he's being set up? Or are you just, spitballing?
I'm saying it looks like a very, possible setup. I'm not saying that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. But I think most people that know the whole story, that aren't just reading the surface headlines, most people that know the whole story are calling BS or at least saying, can we look into this a little bit? Because that's a little weird. Like right after the guy demands a trade, all of a sudden now he's a deviant. And the guy that's representing all these ladies is, almost sharing a backyard with the owner of the team who now is trying to, not have to trade this guy and everything else. It's the whole thing is very fishy to me.
Yeah, that's weird. Two states have the state of West Virginia and Pennsylvania.
Jeez.
They hate.
Who do they hate?
Baker Mayfield, Cleveland Browns quarterback. Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird.
I could see, I guess West Virginia is kind of Pittsburgh Steelers country too, right?
Yeah, I would say, if they had to lean towards the team, I guess, unless they go like Redskins on the other side or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, screw them. West Virginia, it's a bunch of fatties anyway,
Four states coming in at number three on the list, the state of Minnesota, North Dakota, Illinois, and Michigan, the most hated player in those states, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, they're Vikings. All these guys are rivals with the Green Bay Packers. So, yeah, I can see that. You know, look, honestly, he's kind of, you know, he's not doing it for me lately either. Like, he's looking like, you know, some sort of, you know, dirtweed rocker from the 90s lately. He's got a man bun, just looks kind of greasy. And, you know, he's got the whole thing where pouting because he doesn't want to play for Green Bay because he doesn't like how they're running their organization. You know, I'm an old school guy. You know, like, if you're not happy in your situation, it sucks, but you're under contract, man. Like, you know, say what you want about Tom Brady, but the guy was miserable the last couple of years in New England, and he still honored his contract. He worked his entire contract out for minimal quarterback money. For what he is, he was making nothing what he was deserved to make, you know, like, but he said, you know what? I signed a contract. I'm going to work this bitch out, and then I'm going to bounce. And he did. But these guys now, they're like, I don't like what's happening in my team. Meh. You know, and that's just I Aaron Rodgers just comes off as a bitch.
Mm.
Yeah.
And coming in with 84% of the country is two players.
Yeah.
Both of them Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, I know. It's got to be Mr. Thomas Brady and probably Mr. Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Antonio Brown, six states, pretty much the whole Northeast there. Looks like Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont. And
racist, man.
Yeah,
racist.
Those little no, stop that.
What?
And then basically everywhere else, they all hate Tom Brady, but everyone
racist.
Hates a winner. That's part of the deal.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. And also, I'm sure you saw this, Johnny, that the NFL announced the changes. Oh, Jesus, Lord. I hate pop-up ads that just play.
Woo!
It should be banned. The NFL announced on Friday that upcoming playoffs will feature a wild card game on Monday night instead of keeping up the round exclusively on Saturday and Sundays.
I like it.
I don't know if I like it or not because we usually work Mondays. I like
we
the
ain't
idea
got to.
Of Saturday, and I know we don't have to, but we
what are they
going to
fire
do.
Us, Will? Come on, buddy.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the AFC and NFC wild card games will feature the second seed hosting the seventh seed. And the third seed hosting the sixth seed and the fourth seed hosting the five seed. The wild card round is set to begin on January 15th. So get ready
so
for a long,
Bucks.
Long weekend of playoff football and Monday.
So glad. Aren't you glad the Bucks aren't going to have to worry about that wild card crap?
I hope not. Hey, you never know, man.
Man, come on, man. We're going to be the number one seed. Let's get it, baby. Come on, I will. Come on, man. Especially when we beat the Rams this Sunday, buddy.
Well, that's going to be the
stupid
first test,
Rams.
Ain't it?
Yeah. Remember this little ditty right here? Yep. Yeah, it's going to be a good game. But look, I think the Bucks are better, man. And we're favored in L.A. How you like that?
Why? How much?
1.5 last time I checked.
Okay. It's close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the home team gets 3 points automatic. That's how the spreads work.
Yeah.
So if we were here, we'd be favored by 4.5. Did that math quick in my head. So, yeah, it's going to be a good game regardless. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. We'll see what happens, baby. I'm going to whip some more ass in FanDuel and in the Bone Fantasy Live Fantasy Football League. You know, the one that you never got into? You should have.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah, why didn't
you? No idea.
It's crazy. FanDuel, I think our $10 15 player is full. I'm not sure. We'll get a full report. Paul Dudley, can you please update us if that thing is full or not? He is our Northeast off-air producer. We have a Southern off-air producer. That is Ryan Baker. Paul Dudley is our Northeast off-air producer. And, yeah, I'd like to see that. I know our regular 20 player one filled up fast, so that's going to be fun. Yeah, I'm looking to make some money, dude. I doubled my fan.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.